We're reading from, let's see, let me get it right. Chapter 25, The Discourse on Spiritual Knowledge by Srivas's dead son. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sarvaloka Nata Gorachan Jaya Vipa Veda Dharma Nyasira Mahendra. All glories to Gorachandra, the Lord of all the universes. All glories to the Lord of the Brahmins, the Vedas, the eternal religious principles, and the sannyasis. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulatamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Shindu Bhayeva Cha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from upstate New York. I'll be leaving today for I'm actually going to stop for lunch at the Ravals. Years ago I gave them Radha Krishna deities, very nice family, and then I'll stop in New York City for the Harinam, and then I'll proceed to New Jersey. It's been great being up here. I'll come back in November for a couple of weeks. Maybe the reception is not as good here on the internet because I get it from the next house. They gave me their thing. So, but it's great. Today I will finish a little bit earlier because my schedule is so tight and it's an hour and 40 minutes to the next place. And then I got to be there in time to give my next class at 11 o'clock. Yesterday I visited Gaurpriya for lunch and took my niece who had visited me in Vrindavan, and she's moved up here and she's going to put her child in their school. I mean, she's pregnant. The child's not born yet. But it was spectacular. I don't think there's, besides Mayapur and the Gurukul, I don't think there's a school as beautiful and as together. It's actually awe-inspiring. And land itself is 350 acres. Of course, they mainly have a 20-acre plot, but what they're doing with permaculture is also really studying what grows there and how things support each other. There was even a tree with figs. I mean, I didn't know figs can grow up here. And, you know, there'll be orchards. And it's just really, we're hosted so nicely. So that was kind of great. So we're starting a new story, a new story. It can also be a true story, a new true story. And uh, Sarva Loka Nath. Nath means controller, like Nathaji. It's very interesting. The term for orphanage in India is Anathashala. You can just see the different psychology, not the controller. One who has no controller, it's like a bad thing. Because controller or lord doesn't mean exploiter, it means shelter giver. So in a proper culture, we have the proper social system and the proper parents and the proper system, then authority has a very positive image. The image of authority is one who protects, one who gives shelter. One who protects, one who gives shelter. This is Sarva Lokanath, one who gives shelter to everyone. Surrender is, in the Sanskrit for surrender is sharanagati, to go for shelter. Surrender is the little baby in the mother's arms. The younger brother protected by his bigger brother. And sharanagati, the symptoms of that surrender is the faith that it is the shelter. The symptom is you do everything favorable for that relationship. You give up everything that's unfavorable. You're happy small, you're humble. You give yourself fully. These are the symptoms of Sharanagati, faith. Your full confidence that the anga, the angi, the key symptom, these are the six symptoms of Sharanagati. The key symptom is maintainer. The others are the angi. They're the limbs of the body is the anga. The limbs are part of the body. So they're all part of this. This is my maintainer. I live, my sustenance is there. And this is what we have to have deeply, deeply in our hearts. And that's what we have to pray for. Our chanting begins in our hearts with really wanting what we are chanting for. Really wanting it. There can't be a disconnect between our chanting and our desire. And that's where the real challenge of chanting is, because you have to go deep into your heart. And first, be clear enough in mind to see your heart. Do you really want that shelter of Krishna? Do you really want to surrender to Krishna as your authority, as your nata, as your shelter? Or do you want to be an orphan? Most people in this world now think it's better to be anatta, to have no controller. But that's foolish for a little child, a little baby, not to want the mother. We are dependent. That's it. That's our constitution. Our sustenance comes. And the real shelter, not just food or water or housing, the real shelter is a perfect relationship of love. And that's God. That's our constitution. It's so crazy in the modern world how the values have been turned upside down, and increasingly so, that there's no respect for authority. In fact, being an authority is almost a bad thing. You are evil because you are an authority. And therefore, because you're an authority, you can't be believed. We're in a proper culture. Because you're an authority, you can be trusted. and the social thing to throw off all traditions, all institutions, all forms, all rules, all. And the insidious plot to do so in the modern world. What is it saying? With time and awakening for the introspective sage, the nighttime for those who are not. It's the opposite. People think the opposite of what is true is true. So these are the beautiful prayers at the beginning. Jaya Sachi Garba Ratna Karuna Sagara, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Vishwambar. All glories to the jewel-like ocean of mercy who appeared from the womb of Sachi. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Vishwambar. Garba Ratna Karuna Sar. Garba, from Jaya Sachi Garba, from the womb of Sachi, Ratna, the jewel, Karuna of mercy, the Karuna Sarga, the ocean of mercy. All glories, and Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Of course, Lord Chaitanya was already mentioned. You can't. Understanding of God has to be given because it is beyond the intellect. With our intellect, we can understand. There's some things that are true that we don't understand. There's some things we that are true which we do understand, and there's some things that are true that we can't understand. We can never fully understand the mercy and expanse of God and what is his nature, because his nature is his desire. It's not caused by anything. So how can you figure it out logically? It's just what God wants. So to speak properly about God and Krishna and to understand something, there has to be some mercy and there has to be some practice. There has to be a showing within our hearts that we want God. And therefore, the first thing is we want to understand God. Because without understanding God, it's very hard to love God because you'll deny God or you'll misunderstand him. You think God is material or that God doesn't exist or so many other things. You don't have the right understanding. But to fully understand God, it has to be by God's mercy. And a simple point is because God is a person and persons are all, I've mentioned this many times, persons are only give themselves in relationship. And that's why bhakti is the abhideya. Bhakti is the abhideya. Abhideya tattva, the truth about how to realize God. That's why it's bhakti. That's why it's not gyan. Right? Try to understand the person by analysis alone. I'm making similar points, but they're core to bhakti, that most of who we are is our love, and our love is only given in relationship. Most of who we are is a parent or a child or a lover or a friend or a teacher or a student. That's rasa. Most of what we are is rasa, is a particular type of love. That's our identity. So essential to offer prayers Because if we are not empowered, we will not understand. Bhakta Goshti Shahita Goranga Jaya Jaya Shunile Chaitanya Kata Bhakti Labyahoy. All glories to Lord Goranga, along with his associates, by hearing topics of Sri Chaitanya, one obtains devotional service. Same points. When you hear about something, you understand something, and if what you understand is good, you become devoted to it. You become attracted to it. You begin to love it. Especially when the object of your love is real and it's eternal and it's very dear to the heart. It's the most dear thing to the heart. Because more important than the body is the soul, and more important than the soul is God, because God is the soul of the souls. Just like the body doesn't exist without the soul, we don't exist without God. And therefore, it's the most lovable thing. It's the object of love. And when we hear, we will become attracted to it. And that's called devotional service, because when you become attracted to something, you want to serve that. Madhyakanda kata bhakti rasir nidan navadvipa ye kriya karila sarvapran. The topics of Madhyakanda, which describe how the life and soul of everyone performed as pastimes in Navadvip, or like a reservoir of devotional mellows. So this is Bhakti Ras. These pastimes are Bhakti Ras. It means they're perfect expressions of love, called Ras, which is an emotion. It's in a spiritual emotion. And when you hear about it, you become attracted to it, that comes to you. I quoted Voltaire a million times, that which you appreciate gradually comes to you. It's just a scientific fact. Niravadi kari Prabhu Hari Sankirtan Apana Aishvarya Prakashaye Sharvashan. The Lord constantly displayed his opulences as he continuously engaged in the congregational glorification of Hari. Niravari Kori Prabhu Hari Sankirtan. So Lord Chaitanya was doing this Sankirtan. Krishna Vanam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangasta Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Same. Those who are intelligent, they perform Sankirtan, and God is the most intelligent. He performs Sankirtan to relish rasa, which is why he's come. And how did he do it? Niravadi Kore. Without any break, continuously engaged. And somehow that's the process. That's what we have to come to. Kirtaniya Sada Hari, Kirtaniya. I once went to visit Prabhupada's godbrother just before breakfast or just something. He was just finishing his morning bhajan. When I came in, Bhakti Bhai Bhav Puri Maharaj, when I came in, he looked up and said, Kirtaniya Sada Hari, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Always chanting. And he said it with relish. Tunde Tandhavani Ritim Tadlavyate Karna Krodha Kandambani Vitunate. Rupa Goswami says, I can't imagine how much nectar is in those two syllables, Krishna. When they enter onto my tongue, I pray for many, many tongues. When they enter into my ears, I want many, many ears. And when they enter into the courtyard of my heart, the senses become inert. Mahaprabhu roared and laughed loudly as he danced in the ecstasy of chanting his own name. So he's in ecstasy. Because it's Krishna. And when you have a relationship with Krishna and Krishna gives himself, that love that you feel, it is Krishna's pleasure potency. So any pleasure in the world is a reflection of God's pleasure potency. But imagine what his internal potency feels like, his pleasure potency. Imagine. Imagine if you were God, then what would you will your pleasure to be? And it's a different dimension than sensuous or egotistical. It's a completely different realm. A drop of that nectar is enough for you to dedicate your whole life to serving Krishna. It's so good. Prema rasi niravadi gadagodiyai pramara bandita anga punita dulai. The Lord continually wrote on the ground in mellows of ecstatic love. His body, which is worship of Brahma, became covered with dust. So Lord Chaitanya is feeling that energy. He's feeling that connection with God, which is the essence of God's pleasure potency, which is called Krishna Prema. So what does that feel like? It's way, way beyond Maya reflected into this world as material pleasure. Prabhupurananda Aveshana Yanta Nayanabariya Deke Shabha Bhagavanta. The fortunate devotees saw to the full satisfaction of their eyes that there was no end of the Lord's absorption in ecstasy. So this is the Lord in meditation, and there's no break. And how can there be a break when he's experiencing the greatest joy? You only take something from a break from something where you have some higher pleasure, or you're somehow forced to stop something. Or no, you have higher pleasure, or then you'll stop. But when you have that higher pleasure, why stop? And that's what he's saying. And because they love God, and love is such a quality that if you actually love someone, you become happy for their happiness. That is the definition of love. So the devotees, they had this bhava. And to see Lord Chaitanya in ecstasy with practically no end to that ecstasy, then they also felt it. When the Lord would regain external consciousness, he would sit down with the devotees. Some days we go sport in the waters of the Ganga. So this is getting very, very close to the Anchalila, where it's not just about God attaining something, it's actually tasting something. Sadhana bhakti means we practice to get bhava. We practice, we chant Hare Krishna to get bhava. And bhava means out of bhava we chant Hare Krishna. So chanting can both be a sadhana, a practice to achieve some goal, or it can be the goal itself. So the Lord went internal and he lost his external consciousness. And he would sit with the devotees, and sometimes he would sport in the water Ganges. Kone dina nitya kari vasena angane, karisnana karayena sarva bhakta gane. Some days the Lord would sit in the courtyard after dancing, and all the devotees would bathe him there inside the house. It must be ecstatic. Lord Chaitanya is just sweating profusely, and he has just chanted. And he's feeling from his heart the deepest qualities of devotion and love. And then the devotees, because it's very warm weather, the devotees are starting to bathe him in water. And how much pleasure is that, the devotion one feels, for the devotees and for God? Because that would be an expression of their love for Lord Chaitanya. So they got to serve him. It's like a deity. So imagine that. Lord Chaitanya is just sore. There was no end. Lord Chaitanya was completely absorbed. Then he would sit down with the devotees, and sometimes he would go to the Ganges, and then some days after dancing, he would sit down and they would bathe him. Yatakshana Prabhu Ananda Nityahoya Tatakshana Duki Punyabhati Jalabhai. When the Lord was dancing in ecstasy, the pious Duki would bring water. So when Prabhupada was in Radha Damodar too, I think there was an old lady that used to bring him water. Of course, how pleasing it is to God when you have fresh, clean water, maybe with a little rose. And the nature of God is we can increase his pleasure. So God's pleasure is always increasing by the pure devotion of the devotees. So this Duki came and we bring water. And then she come into the courtyard, she was allowed in. There was all this chanting going on. And she would be watching it. And then she just keep on getting water and pot after water, going back and forth very humbly. She kept the water pots in rows on all sides. And seeing this, Lord Chaitanya became greatly pleased. What is he pleased with? He's pleased with her love, not the water. The Lord asked, who brings water every day from the Ganges? Shrivas Balaye Prabhu Duki Vaha Ani Prabhu Bale Duk Sukha Kari Balasarvagani Jane. Shrivas replied, O Lord, Duki brings the water. The Lord then said, you should now all call her Suki. That's how she got the name Duki. Maybe it was a nickname, because I know one God says to his name, Dukahanta. And I'm writing an article about Vidyananda Maharaj, not about Krishna West. It'll come out on Monday. And one thing I'm mentioning is that he's kind of a genius. I didn't talk, but his sense of humor was great. So this lady's name was Dukahanta. Again, I'm not sure how many people here are going to understand the joke, but for the few that will, and she came in. And as she came into the temple, Vidyananda Maharaj said, Duke, 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 Duke of Hanta, Duke, Duke, Duke of Hanta. It was a famous song. I don't know if you're familiar with it because it's about 60 years ago, but it was called Duke of Earl. Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke. So Dukahanta means one who kills. Hanta kills sadness. So I don't know how she got the name Duki. Only that I know is that in Bengal or Orissa, when a parent loses many, many, many children to miscarriage, then they give the child a name that would discourage Yamaraj, the Lord of Death. And one name they would give was Fakir. Fakir isn't a Muslim name, it means beggar. So we know there's that devotee named Fakir Mohan. And his parents kept on having children. They all kept dying. So they, when as soon as the child was born, they named the child Fakir. Fakir means beggar, hoping that God wouldn't take the child because it was just a beggar. And then when he got initiated, his guru so much liked the name that just gave the name Fakir Mohan. Because Krishna is a beggar of prema. So Lord Chaitanya just changed her name. And Sukhi means happiness. Because although you're a very poor maid servant, you're just doing this service. That Prabhupada Radhadamba, there was, I think, some lady that used to, old lady used to bring him water. It just shows you, it's not the object, it is the consciousness in which it is offered. That's why Akrura had so much confidence when he came to Vrindavan. He had initial doubt. The coward boy is going to kill me. I'm the assistant of Kamsa. We're trying to kill Krishna's father. I've served him for 12 years. My God, he may try to kill us. But then Akrura said, no. Krishna sees the heart of every living entity. He'll see my heart. He'll know that I've been waiting for 12 years patiently to see him, and now's my opportunity. And of course, that's going to be one of the main themes of that thing, how the aspirations and mind carries us to Krishna consciousness. We got it. Sadhana is based on the sadhya. The practice is based on the goal. So we read the Bhagavatam and we hear from the devotees to increase our attraction for the goal, because it's only our sincere desire and aspirations that will carry us to Krishna. I know that when I sat down this morning to chant Hare Krishna and I'm listening to the holy name, and I'm just saying my heart has to hanker for this more. It has to be more the thing I want more than anything else. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma jnanavritam anukulyena krishna anu shilanam. Bhakti should be anyabhilashita, without any extraneous desires. Jnana karma, not covered by jnana or karma. We may have family rituals and responsibilities we may have to attend to. Jnana, we may be in so much anxiety that we desire liberation. It's so peaceful here in the West for me now. But I told someone, my goal is not peace. My goal is prema, and prema is never peace. Especially when you don't have it. And then when you have it, because it creates this hunger for Krishna that makes you feel you don't have it. Aspiration in Krishna consciousness is everything. The name Dukhi is not appropriate for her. I think she is always Sukhi. Name Dukhi, unhappiness, is not, but Sukhi. Happiness, that's an appropriate word. Eteka karunya shunye prabhu shrimukhe kondita lagila bhakta gani prema shuke. On hearing such compassionate words from the Lord's mouth, the devotees all began to cry in the happiness of ecstatic love. So that's the nature of Vaishnavism. It's not nimatsaranam satam. It's for those who are not envious. So when they see someone who's getting the recognition, they're not the least envious. We have so much envy in our heart. But it's not, there's no envy. By the order of the Lord, everyone called her Suki. And from then on, Srivas did not treat her as a maidservant because she became a Vaishnava. And Vaishnava is transcendental to Vanashram. He treated her on a higher level. And the story I tell about that is the one that Radhanath Swami relished telling, where this big industrialist, Rishikesh Mufatlal, I mean, I don't even have to know him or heard of him. I already heard the family name Mufatlal, when in India, they're one of the richest families. And he became a disciple of Radhanath Swami, Krishna Chandra. Radhanath Swami went to a festival and saw him dancing with his driver. Normally it would be the driver. And Indians have generally have a voice of authority when they deal with people who are working. They have that kind of voice of authority for people who are working. But Radhanath Swami came in and they were dancing together in the middle of the circle. You know, my driver, some of you know Gopal, my driver for almost 40 years in Vrindavan. And these are some of the closest people to me, actually, in the world. Gopal, you know, picks me up at the airport. And, you know, how many, some of you are not even 40 years old. But I would take him to this family, when I go to Delhi, I'd stop in this family that's very, very close to me. One of my interesting pastimes was preaching in Nigeria for 3 weeks. Interesting how karma works. The GBC sent me to check on Bhaktitirtha Swami. Sent me to check on Bhaktitirtha Swami. And I went there. And my report was, wow. Because he became separated from the movement for a little while. And when I went there, like, wow, what this person is doing is just incredible. It's very interesting. I remember when I got off the plane, it was really, I mean, like an old airport with the slow moving fans. And when I got out the plane, I saw all like the Texas oil men sweating and waiting online. And I was met off the plane by the head of the Marines. Took me right through customs without even checking. And then they put me in, I don't know, his Mercedes or something, and drove me to the head of the Marines office where the whole army was like this waiting for me. And I went up to his office and behind him, he had all the a map with all the salt, and then he paid dandavats. Anyway, when I was there in Nigeria, I met this Indian family and I became very close with them. And they had just built this big house in Delhi and I became close with them. And so when I would go with the driver who was a Brijabasi, we would take lunch at the house and they would honor him. They would honor the driver like a guru came because he was a Vaishnava and he was a Brijabasi. They would honor him. So as soon as Lord Chaitanya recognized this simple maidservant, said, no, she's not Dukhi, she's Sukhi, because she understands the real essence of happiness is devotional service. She's Sukhi. It's not your position that's happiness. It's not your status in society that's happiness. And your status in society is not even your status in society. The real status is I am a servant of Krishna. And it's so honored. So now Srivas, no longer treated as a maidservant. One attains Krishna simply by serving him with love, but one cannot escape the punishment of Yamaraj simply by shaving one's head. Wow. You mean if I take a shave today, I won't be more advanced than a pure devotee? Shiny head. Look, tomorrow, don't miss Monday morning greetings. The first part of my Krishna West, Krishna Best, or Krishna Jest article will come out. And this morning I began writing the next one about the purpose of the culture. Very interesting. It's really taking all my brain to figure out the subtleties of this, of what's eternal culture and what is eternal culture that is manifest in historicity. Is that a word? Historicity, maybe. Manifest in history. And what is essential and what is relevant? Because it's all relevant because Prabhupada brought it to the West. But what is relevant and what is essential? In other words, what are eternal spiritual principles? And what are ones that are eternal principles manifested through history? I'm working on it. I haven't figured it all out. I gave the example, I'm going to give the example of music and dress. So in the example of music, give the example of harmonium. Harmonium is a German instrument, but it came to Calcutta and it began to use by the Bengali Vaishnavas. So Prabhupada, that's one of the instruments he brought to the West. So that's an example of the eternal principle is that it was good for ragas or melodies that were manifest in the Ras Lila and the spiritual world in different parts of the day. So it's very, very interesting. But I gave an example. The Madanga is different. Because the Madanga is in Krishna's pastimes. It's certainly in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. It's also, the Madanga is in Krishna Lila and the Kali Lila when the demigods come to play instruments while Krishna is dancing on Kali. One of the instruments is the Madanga. And the Madanga has a special potency to make people dance. So you may or may not use a harmonium because it's the melody and you can get the melody from someplace else. But what you get from the Madanga, you can't get from any place else. It's a special potency. And also it seems that the eternal instruments are pre-industrial, like the singing voice, the flute, the string instruments, the Madanga, things that can be made in a very, very simple way. So they seem to have a more sattvic type of contribution. This is not absolute. I'm just trying to figure it out right now, but it's kind of fun. It's like an exercise for the mind. So he said, you cannot escape punishment by shaving one's head. It's not external, it's internal. It's not the dress, it's the consciousness. But what connection is the dress to the consciousness? And in what circumstances? All these things are really interesting. I'm so excited to be with all of you. I can't imagine. It's so nice to come Sunday and open up my thing and so many people are listening to the class. Good birth, beauty, wealth, and education are useless. Krishna is pleased if one worships him with love. That's another point. We do the things as Vaishnavas that please Krishna. We do things that please Krishna. That's the real point. Okay, because I'm going to have to go if I'm going to catch the next class. But if anybody would like to have some reflections. 1 second. Amala, you want to pack the car with those things? Okay, the chair also. And the pot you take to your house, so you figure out where to put that. The altar goes too. Okay.
Maharaj, you know, you mentioned the old lady that used to bring water to Prabhupada. And,
what
was that last name?
The pot. Okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening, Henry. Well, I don't hear you.
You mentioned the old lady that was bringing water to Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Her name is Saranjani, and Yamuna met her when she went there and actually wrote a little bit about her and took a beautiful picture of her. She has the most gorgeous smile, you know, that you can find in Yamuna Devi's biography.
Wow. What is the story, Henry, as far
well,
as...
Well, you know, she was a widow that lived there. She lived there for a long, long time, and she was there when Srila Prabhupada was there, and she used to bring him water regularly, and then actually he allowed her to cook for him sometimes. And you know, Yamuna found her there, and they made friends through sign language. And of course, Gurudas had a great camera, so there's a great picture of her, you know, with the
wow,
just a gorgeous smile.
Wow, to get the favor of Prabhupada and Yamuna, that must be something. Wow. It's a good analogy for this story too. It's just the maidservant was bringing something, and then you become different. You know, you become so different. You're at a different level. Now you're a Vaishnav. Wow, thanks, Henry. That's great. That's great. Anybody else like to share?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Bo Jamuna Jai. Yeah.
I loved one of the first things you said when you said, do you want to be an orphan? And that really struck me. That's what we're doing if we turn away from Krishna. We're making ourselves orphans. And if someone's like, you know, I lost one parent. I'm so dear. I love my mother so much that I fear that day when I will totally be an orphan. So that just really struck. Yeah, I'm making myself an orphan even now. So I love that point. Thank you.
Right. And the idea is the term anatta. I have no controller. It's actually a bad thing because the concept of the person in authority is not one that's exploiting one, but one that's giving shelter. So they can confidently say Krishna is Nathji, the respectable, you know, lifter of Govardhan Hill, the Lord of all I survey. But that means the one who's nourishing and sheltering everyone, protecting everyone, not one who's just controlling one, you know, for their own pleasure, but to serve everyone and not to have that anatta. Very good. Anybody else? Okay, if a few people would like to say, go ahead.
So just following up on this anatta thing. Well, for one thing, I was so happy that you brought it up because for so long I've been trying to remember, you know, this word because, and its connection to orphanage. So thank you for reminding me of that. But I couldn't help, you know, thinking of the recent presidential debate when you brought up this word anatta, you know, because when I saw the shocking childishness between the two, it just immediately made that connection for me between Anat and
right,
know,
right. They're the controllers, but they're not the givers of shelter.
In a shocking, shocking way, it was the most childish thing. I said, "These are the topmost leaders of our country, and this is the behavior." With one telling the other, would you just shut up? You know, it was so unprecedented. I was just actually floored by, you know, by the demeanor, the behavior of our topmost leaders in this country. Anyway, yeah, that's
only,
my comment.
Only in America.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because in other countries, to get to the top, you have to at least fake that you're sober. You can do whatever you want on the side, but at least you have to fake your presidential.
Yes.
But at least what you see is what you get. Okay. Would anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Tota Gopinath here.
Hey, Tota, Haribo. See you today.
Yes, can't wait.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev, welcome in the...
Hare Krishna, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, Lal, you can cook that special dal, okay?
Okay. You want us to come over at noon for a shave too?
Yeah, I'll also have a shave too.
Thank you, Gurudev.
That, you know, it's great to have a hairstylist as a disciple. I get a big, you know, one of those capes around me and I sit out in the sun and I get my eyebrows done with a comb. But, you know, it's amazing.
It's amazing. My pleasure.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bo. Great. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna,
Namaste
here.
I say Namaste. Okay, Haribo. Who else?
Haribo.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Good to see you both again. I missed you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Haribo.
Hare Krishna, it's Bhakti Devi.
Okay, Bhakti Devi. Haribo. Okay. Who else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Leela
Vrindavan.
Leela, you have to see this school to believe it and the permaculture.
Yeah.
It's beyond what you can imagine. If you, in your mind, you created something, it won't be that good.
Yeah, we'll have to take a visit.
Yeah, when you get back, let me know. We'll go up together and we'll visit.
Okay, sounds good.
It's going to be a whole campus too. And the permaculture and they showed me the gardens, how like you grow vegetables under this tree and this seeps into this and you move the vegetables around because you don't know which place they grow. So one year they don't go good one place, you try another place. And when I saw like the fig trees and different indigenous things and then it's all connected with the school.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the classrooms is completely outdoors, even in the middle of the winter.
Wow.
Yeah, and parents come, well, okay, what about when it's in the winter? And Gaur Priya is, because people are begging to get into school. She said, yes, you know, even in the winter, outside. It's all, anyway, we'll see it. Okay.
Haribol Maharaj, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Haribol from Mayapur.
Hey, you're still not in China, huh?
No, we're still locked down in the Holy Dawn.
I thought it was open to go to China.
We are able to go, but there are no flights.
that's like that famous, what's it called? Paradox.
Yes.
Water everywhere, but not a drop to drink, right? Radhachand, you're just so pious, you can't buy a ticket out of Vrindavan. Yeah. And I can't buy a ticket to Vrindavan. It's amazing. The people there just can't get out, right? No. Well, I think so much is accomplished in terms of your writing and, you know, preparing yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the kind of the vacation you could never get to actually... plan. It's just like the Navy SEALs, right? You know, they have these training things in America, right? Where they recreate like a village in Afghanistan, you know? And someone with a burqa will come out hitting a machine gun or, you know, they train so much. It's like, you know, 90% training and then 10% the activity. So I really feel that this is so important, you know. I'm accomplishing a lot too, you know, just by, in so many ways. Anyway, I wish I can visit you guys, you know, now that I can eat again. Okay. But selectively. Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Hemalata Radha.
Wow. Hemalata. Haribo.
Haribo Maharaj.
Okay. A few more people and then I got to really zip out.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Shri Rupa.
Shri Rupa. Haribo. I should start doing some program in Jersey again. I think so. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Gurudev, this is Raja Devi.
Raja Devi, Haribo.
Haribo.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much.
Haribo, nice to see you. Good. Anybody
Hare
else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Shikha Narvika.
Hare Krishna. Very good. Okay, I got to leave and rush off. If anybody's here, I should be to the next place by 11.